Kind of got a casual look today. We're practicing here in just a little bit, so I've got my practice clothes on. So I'll go straight from here to the practice field today. So, you know, it's good to get back and get going. I think when you lose a game like that, it's, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get over it. So what we did last night is, since we're on quarter break, we changed our schedule a little bit. Matt kind of put the last game behind us and really turned our focus and our attention to getting ready for San Jose today. And so that's kind of where we are. You know, the good thing is I think last week was a tough week for us in a lot of different ways. Just the preparation for the game was tough. And, you know, our players had finals last week. And I thought that was a little bit of an extra drain on our guys in a pretty critical week. But it's just kind of the way that the schedule worked out. But as I said, I was happy. You know, with the way our guys fought back, disappointed in the loss, but as I said, we put it behind us and we're moving on. And San Jose State's got a good football team and great record, 9-2 team. You know, just a good solid football team. Remind me a lot of Utah State. They do it a little differently than they do, but you know, good defense, good offense, good special teams, just a good overall football team. So, you know, we'll have to play well. We've got to have a good week of preparation. You know, and we'll try to, again, I think that the change of schedule will be good for us. We've just been on the same routine now for 17 weeks, really, without an open date. And so this will give us an opportunity to change some things up a little bit and hopefully get our players a little bit of rest and get them away from football enough to recharge the battery a little bit. I think we're all a little worn out. You know, that was an emotional game Saturday, and we've played a lot of night games. I think that they've taken their toll on us to a degree. And so, as I said, this week will be important for us to get in here in the morning, get our work done, and then, you know, get the players away a little bit. And we'll rein them in, obviously, as the week goes on. But it should be a good week for us that way, and excited to get back out here and try to get another win against a good football team.
How do you deal, Sonny, with the long trip, then the emotions of this getting Utah State, and now you're facing really a good San Jose State?
Well, I think, you know, I think you've got to, you know, I think both teams are dealing with a little disappointment. I'm sure San Jose was rooting for us Saturday, just, you know, to have a chance to knock us off and get a share of the WAC championship. So I think both teams are dealing with some disappointment that this isn't for the championship. But I think both teams have a lot to play for. We're both 9-2. One team's going to be a 10-win team. That doesn't happen very often in college football. And so it's a very, very difficult thing to do, to win 10 regular season games. And so, you know, our guys are playing for that, and I'm sure we'll be playing to make ourselves more attractive and for some of the people in the bowl selections. You know, and as we talked about earlier, as Patrick alluded to, you know, I think an opportunity to win 10 regular season games is something this program's never done as a Division One, member. And so those are all things that are out there for us. And then I think the biggest thing is our guys just like to compete. I mean, I think they like to compete. I think they like to play. I think they, you know how important it is to represent our university and our football program well. And you know, playing on ESPN2, I'm sure the guys will be excited about that opportunity. And so I expect to load up and go play against a good football team. And I expect us to play well Saturday. I think we've won, is it 11 consecutive road games or something?
10, this would be.
Okay, so we've won 10 consecutive road games, which is quite an accomplishment. And, you know, we'd like to keep that streak alive.
Coach, in the past you talked about how hard it is to handle a loss. How much sleep did you get Saturday night in hindsight and second-guessing some of your team?
You know, not really. I mean, I think we did the right things down the stretch, gave ourselves a chance to win. I mean, I think that's what, you know, it was our defense had really playing well, and so I think that the decision to kick it deep there gave us a chance. I felt like if we could get a stop, you know, we had two timeouts, and it felt like if we could get a stop, we could get the ball back with enough time to kick a field goal, and it kind of played out that way. So I thought it worked well that way, and so, you know, obviously, you know, you're always happy when certain play calls work and disappointed when they don't work. But you know, we ran 107 plays in that game, I think is what it was. And, you know, sometimes players make bad play calls work, and sometimes, you know, good play calls don't always work the way they're supposed to, and that's football, and that's the way it always works. But I felt really good about the way we managed the game. I was incredibly impressed. You know, for there to be 3 minutes to go in the game, we throw an interception in the end zone, and down 2 scores, and still have the wherewithal to get the game to overtime, I thought was pretty impressive.
Coach, you talked about San Jose State reminding you a little bit of Utah State. Do you think playing Utah State first kind of helped prepare the guys a little bit more for San Jose this weekend?
I think so. I mean, I think this is one of the better teams we've played all year, you know, that we're going to play, and so our guys will be excited just about playing against a good football team, and again, the implications of it all. But, you know, they're different teams. I mean, they're similar in the fact that they're both, you know, good, solid football teams. But, you know, San Jose is going to throw the heck out of the ball, and their approach is going to be a little bit different than Utah State's. And same thing defensively. You know, San Jose is going to be probably not as exotic in some of the things they do defensively, but a very good defense as well. And so, you know, I think our guys will just be excited about going out and playing. I mean, I really feel confident about this group. I don't think we have to you know, have any kind of long motivational speeches or any of that kind of stuff. I think this group will rally and want to go play and again, want to represent Louisiana Tech the best that they possibly can. So I think our guys will play incredibly hard, and I think we'll play well Saturday.
You both better at 9-2. You mentioned a chance for both. One team's getting 10 wins. Any other similarities you see between you guys and San Jose?
Well, you know, a lot. I mean, I think that we're both kind of emerging programs, and I think that's, you know, when you're a program that's, again, fighting for respect, and we've gotten a level of it this year just because of our start, you know, I think that our guys want to get back in the top 25 and want to end the season in the top 25, and we know in order to do that, we're certainly going to have to win on Saturday. And I think their guys, I'm sure, feel the same way. They want to get in the top 25, and they think they're probably worthy of it, and I do too. I mean, they're like us. I mean, they played a good non-conference schedule. They've got some nice wins. You know, they played a very, very competitive, hard-fought game against Stanford early on and lost. So, I mean, they've beaten good people and you know, beat a really good BYU team Saturday. So, you know, just similar. I mean, similar in a lot of ways. You know, they can move the football, can score points. And so I think both teams are certainly capable of scoring a lot of points.
You mentioned Utah State's defense and San Jose's defense are similar in some ways. Are they as physical as Utah State is?
Different style of play, a little bit more. Utah State's inclined to be a little bit more of a man team than San Jose on the back end. San Jose is a little bit more of a, kind of like our defense, where you have an idea where they're going to be lined up. You know, they're not going to show you a million different looks. Their deal is to kind of just play good fundamental defense. You know, they'll always have a little adjustment that they do, and they play us a little differently than they've played other teams in the past on film. So we'll have to. There'll be some kind of an adjustment we're going to have to make. You know, they'll have some kind of scheme ready for us. But you know, one thing they do a really good job of, their offense does a really good job, particularly early in ball games, of scheming big plays. You know, they create good matchups and have always been able to make some big plays early in ball games. And so we're going to need to be really prepared defensively and make sure we're doing a good job of, you know, knowing our assignment and playing with our technique and making sure we're doing our job on every play.
Coach, you talk about adjustments. You guys have been to, you look at Utah State and look at Texas A&M, y'all made some pretty big adjustments to adjust off after a slow start. What's the secret there?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, wish both in both cases we didn't have to make those adjustments, because really it was more just about, you know, execution than it was us going in and making a lot of adjustments, honestly. I think we just, in both situations, we got settled in and played better. You know, the thing we talk to our team a lot about is, you know, when you're trying to get yourself on the map as a football program, it's a really hard thing to do. And, you know, you're going to have some games that people, you know, on the outside consider to be big games. You know, in our program, we consider every one of them to be big. But, you know, some games where people perceive this is a big game. And you look at Texas A&M, you look at Utah State, and both times we didn't probably play as well in those games – early on in particular as we needed to win. And, you know, both times we had to rally late, and both times we gave ourselves a chance to win, but we dug too big of a hole really to get back into the game, you know, to the extent we wanted to. And so, you know, I think we've got to do a better job of, you know, not paying as much maybe attention to the hype and that type of thing as we have in those two perceived big games, because we certainly haven't put our best foot forward early on in either one of those games, and the other team has certainly had something to do with it. But I think we've seen in the second half of both those games what this team's capable of, and what we got to do is find a way to get them to execute and play at that level, you know, for four quarters.
How will y'all prepare this week in order to make sure that you don't have that slow start yet and get in another big game?
Well, I think that you know, it's a hard thing to do. You know, when your team is going through this for the first time, you know, where, you know, you've got you know, representatives here from the Orange Bowl, and, you know, people are talking about BCS, and you've got a BCS ranking for the first time in school history and top 25 ranking, and, you know, you have all these outside influences that are, you know, that are distractions, kind of what we've talked about being a little bit of a noise in the past. You know, you do have to have a level of maturity to allow yourself to not get caught up in it and not let it affect you. And I think, you know, I think to some extent most of that stuff's gone away. And that's what happens in ball games. You know, typically that wears off and all of a sudden it becomes a football game. And you play football like you've always played football. And that's got to be our charge in the future, is when we get in these situations, that we, you know, we do a better job of preparing our guys, and as coaches, we do a better job as you know, our players do a better job of just going out and playing, because it's enough. And that's what we told them over and over leading up in both games. Hey, if we just go out and we play Louisiana Tech football and play, you know, just good solid football, we'll win. And again, I think that we made too many mistakes in both games, dug ourselves too big of a hole. But I do think that, you know, people can look at those games and say, hey, you know, those guys can play with anybody, and I think we've proven that.
This might be a stretch, but, I mean, is there a huge gap between Manziel and Chucky Keith when y'all saw?
You know what's funny? I mean, there is. I mean, there's a difference. I mean, you know, Manziel's probably a little bit more a dynamic of a runner. Chucky's a really good runner. Chucky's probably a little bit better passer right now than Manziel is, honestly. You know, probably operates a little bit better in their offense, in the framework of their offense, where Manziel's more of a, you know, and he's such a talent, you almost want him to be creative, and they probably encourage him at A&M to be creative, because he can just make plays that other people can't. But, you know, there's not that much of a difference between those two teams. I mean, there's really not. I mean, they're just two good football teams, and, you know, people, I know it's blasphemy to say that, because one's in the SEC and one's in the WAC, but the truth is there's really not that much big a difference. I mean, they're both very, very good football teams. A&M's, you know, probably a little bit more talented, but Utah State's probably a little bit more, you know, further along in their execution, just because, you know, that coaching staff's been there for a long time, and they're a little bit more diverse in what they do, certainly on defense. So, you know, they're comparable teams. I think if Utah State was in the SEC, they'd be a competitive team. You know, I don't know if they're going to be a conference champion or anything, but I think they would certainly be a competitive football team.
You had a late kick against the Aggies. Of course, you have a late kick this week. Do you do anything different? I mean,
you know, not really. I mean, it does a little bit, just because it is so late, and you are, you know, I mean, we're going to be, the fourth quarter is going to be 1 a.m. Central Time for us, but our guys stay up late anyway. I mean, they're used to staying up late, so, I mean, it's not going to be anything that big of a difference, I don't think.
Coach, last week you talked about, you know, your defense, you were going to get some guys back. This week it looked like you kind of lost a couple players again. You know, what's the status of some of those guys?
Yeah, you know, I wish I had a little bit better answer for you. I don't know. I mean, they're guys that are kind of going to be what we've been all year from an injury standpoint, is, you know, not much practice on the front end. Hopefully we get them back on the back end. And so that's been part of the reason why we've just had a hard time improving much defensively, has been just because – you know, we just hadn't had anybody to practice with. You know, we're practicing with guys sometimes that aren't playing. And, And so it's just been a challenge to try to put all the pieces together. And again, that's kind of an excuse, but it is there is some truth to it, and it does affect your growth and the way your guys develop when they can't practice on the first part of the week. And so, you know, we've got some guys I think that have gotten a little bit more healthy. We've got a couple that got banged up Saturday, so we'll see how all the moving parts fit together this week. You know, like I said, I wish I had a better answer, but I'm not quite sure how they're gonna progress over the week.
Do you get any discussions with Bruce in terms of bowl possibilities, or do you just let the cards play out at this point?
You know, there's been a little talk, but it hadn't been too much, really. I mean, I think that, you know, it's kind of one of those things that's a little bit out of our control. We've got to just play our games, and then, you know, where they stick us, and we'll be happy to go. You know, our guys will just want to play another game, and it'll be huge for our development, for our younger players. You know, we've got a pretty aggressive schedule that we'll use to get really start working on next year's team as we're preparing for this year's game as well. And so it'll give us a huge head start as we jump into spring football next year. And you know, I think that's why it's so important to go to bowl games, because you get, you know, the way we're looking at it right now, 23 practices really to get better as a football team. And so, you know, we're going to use every opportunity we can to, I mean, not only improve this year's team, but next year's team as well.
You talk about trying to put a program on the map, and you've certainly done that this year. Just an ESPN2 game out on the West Coast. You obviously recruit on the West Coast some. Just the opportunity to have exposure.
Yeah, no, that's big. I mean, I think it's, you know, you want to have exposure for your program, and I think we've made a name for ourselves to an extent this year. And I think, you know, when you're a non-BCS team, you have to keep, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, Boise didn't become Boise in one season. You know, it was a progression. It was a lot of work. It was consistency, and that's how you learn as a program. Is, you know, you have a game like Saturday night, and you have an opportunity to teach from that game and show the players the film, and really learn a lot as coaches. And you know, we talked about the two things we got to learn from is, hey, just keep your head down, keep grinding. You know, this football team's never done. I think we've proven that against A&M, and we certainly proved it Saturday against Utah State. We proved it last year against Nevada. And so when you have a frame of reference like that, you know, you can walk in to halftime down 14 or down 17-3, and it's a really bad performance, and tell your team, hey, look, we've been here before, you know, and we've rallied and we won these games late, and, you know, and your players have a frame of reference. And so what you do now is you play a game like we did the other night, and you lose, and then you learn from it, and you know, now you know, leading up to the game, you've got another frame of reference about, hey, we've got to avoid distractions. We've got to do a good job of you know, putting everything out of our mind except just going out and playing football. And I think that's something, again, that we can teach from, and our players will learn, and we'll grow as a program. And the next time we're in that situation, we'll handle it better.
Did you sense that during the week, Sonny, that maybe all of this?
You know, not really. And again, I don't want to put, you know, I'm not trying to assess blame.
Yeah.
You know, Utah State played a good football game. And really, truthfully, I mean, we turned it over four times and they didn't. And, you know, that was probably the difference. You know, we had two interceptions, a block kick, and a fumble. And so, you know, when you look at that, I mean, that's a simplified way to do that. And when you lose a football game, it's always a lot of different things. But I do think that, again, our level of play early in the ball game wasn't up to our standards, and certainly was not something that we've done most of the time this year. So it does give you a chance to learn. But, you know, we try to just talk to our players all about, hey, just play one play at a time. You know, don't be distracted by anything. And again, I think that was kind of our theme during the week. You know, and sometimes you do a good job of getting the message across, and other times you don't. And, you know, next time we'll do a better job of getting the message.
Coach, what's the plan Thursday for Thanksgiving with the team?
We'll practice Thursday morning, and then have a Thanksgiving dinner together about 1:00 on Thursday. So we'll, instead of practicing at 1 p.m. that day, we'll practice at 11. So do our meetings and stuff in the morning, practice at 11, and then have Thanksgiving at 1. That's the plan.
Hey, Sonny, I asked Doug this a little while ago, too. On a personal basis, what does Thanksgiving mean to you and the Dykes family? I know you don't share it with your team, but...
Yeah, you know, that's actually, You know, when you have a 4-year-old daughter and an 18-month-old, I think it is, you know, before you have kids, I'm not sure you really get the whole Thanksgiving thing. I think once you have kids, you get it a little bit more, honestly, just because, you know, you realize how lucky you are to have a good family and healthy kids, and, you know, how lucky we are to, you know, to be here and be a part of a Division I football team and a successful team and a team that's got, you know, great fan support. So it's a, you know, Thanksgiving's a big deal for us, you know, our family, our team, because it is a chance to kind of reflect. And I think that's the hard thing about this business and coaching is that, you know, you really don't have time to reflect during the season at all. And so it's always on to the next thing. You don't really have any time to smell the roses and enjoy it a little bit. You know, and we'll hopefully look back at after San Jose and be able to enjoy it a little bit for what it is. But it has been hard, you know, for us this year just with, you know, the games building and the magnitude of the games building. You know, you want that. You want to be playing for things in December. You know, when you're playing big games in December, that means you've you're where you want to be, and you've accomplished your goals. You know, to put yourself in position to play in those games. But you know, it's I said December, I meant November. Get my months wrong. You know, that's kind of the idea. But as you said, Thanksgiving to me is it's about family, and that's what this team is. I mean, we're a big family, and so it's a great opportunity to spend time together and, you know, get to appreciate each other.
You touched a little bit on this Saturday, but obviously the defense, the coaches preach turnovers, and the defense wants to force them. is there any specific thing with no turnovers in the last three? Anything y'all seen on film or anything like that?
You know, it's, I don't have an explanation really. I mean, we. Utah State did a good job taking care of the ball, for one. You know, they didn't thought their quarterback was smart. You know, if you looked at what they did, they dropped back, went through a read or two, and then he got out of the pocket pretty quickly, pulled the ball down and ran with it, and did a good job not forcing it. You know, and I think it started there. We had a couple of opportunities. I thought we were trying to strip the ball, got close to getting the ball out, just didn't quite get it done. Had a kickoff return where I thought we were about to get it out, and didn't do it. And you know, turnovers are a funny thing. Sometimes you get them, and sometimes you don't. Now, again, we've got to do a better job of getting them. That's 3 weeks in a row we haven't gotten any. And as a result, you know, we've been in some dogfights. And so it's important for us defensively to get turnovers. It really is.
Anything else?
Somebody, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah.
I know you've been in this canoe before as far as addressing the talk. And obviously your name is being talked more and more and more as the season winds down.
Yeah. You know, I don't have anything new. You know, we really don't address it with the players. I mean, it's not, you know, they know how this deal is. I mean, they read stuff like everybody, and, you know, they know a lot of it's, you know, there's not much to it. And so, you know, they know that I'm going to coach them as hard as I can coach them, and I know they're going to play as well as they can play, and really we don't address it. So, I mean, nothing's changed in that regard.
All right, thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you.